Dr. Sivek taking an office note on patient Alvin Jones, date of birth is 12-7-1958, date of service 6-2-2026, paperwork of the patient, 67-year-old African-American gentleman. Referred to see me by Dr. Falcon Valdez. For elevated serum creatinine, paperwork of patient has past medical history significant for 1 diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 14 years, next hypertension, next coronary artery disease that's post-MI, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetic neuropathy, next diabetic retinopathy, next recent UTI placed on the left. Next, elevated serum PSA of 65, followed with urology paragraph. Past surgical history includes laser surgery to the eyes, cataract surgery to the eyes, and scrotal repair paragraph. Also, go back to past medical history and add Fournier gangrene required hospitalization paragraph. Allergies, non-allergic allergies paragraph. Social history, patient is single, has a total of 7 children, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drugs. He's a retired family history. Father died from ENT cancer, mother died from colon cancer, brother had cancer as well. Vivian system reveals no headache, decreased vision, especially right eye, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn. He does have some nausea, vomiting when he has severe constipation. At one point, he has to be hospitalized in the emergency room for visual impaction for severe constipation. He has any melanoma. He has nocturia times one. No straining upon urination. He has a complete bladder emptying, no less swelling, no foaming in urination. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Please also mention the following. He has severe night sweats, positive nighttime snoring, and increased daytime sleepiness. For other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization history, 2 shots of the COVID-19 immunizing therapy. Current medications include Tylenol, amlodipine, atorvastatin, Plavix, doxycycline, trulicity, gabapentin, hydrochlorothiazide, levofloxacin, endosartan, and tizanidine preparagraph. On physical exam, his vital signs, as mentioned, above the chin, TP, personal weight, acceptable light, and accommodation, ejected conjunctive, and anitheric sclera, and cervical, and fadena, patina, and carotid, and bucolated, and not including the essential, but activity, most of all, and the cause, and challenge, and the manotic preparagraph. Neck is supple, no stethoscopy, GDT, heart sounds are regulated, and with the normal, so it's true, no measure, no friction, no blood, not a tutor, scaltation, no crackles, or his hood. Abdomen soft, no hypertomegaly, no spinomegaly, no getting rebound, or GDT, extremities, there's no edema, no extremities, skin, no skin, rash, no neuro exam is non-focal investigation show the following. Potassium 3.6. BUN 30, creatinine 2.2, estimated GFR 32 milliliters per minute. Hemoglobin is 11.9 g paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3B. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes mellitus type 2 that has been uncontrolled for a while. Next, hypertension. We are going to do a next possible obstruction from venous prostatic hypertrophy versus prostate cancer that is being worked up. Plan to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Avoid nephrotoxic agents, mainly NSAIDs. Paragraph. Next diagnosis, severe constipation, and most likely related to use of trulicity, which can cause this in 4% of the patient. We'll get off trulicity, given Januvia, 25 milligram to take daily instead. And we'll reassess. Continue bowel regimen as ordered, however, and tailor as response period. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 had been uncontrolled for a while. Next, hypertension controlled. Next, coronary artery disease. No stents placed. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, diabetic retinopathy. Next, recent UTI on the left atrial. Thank you, Dr. Valdez, for your referral. I will see patient back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and I'll keep you updated on his progressive report. Thanks.